The EP Podcast, heard everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com.
Frank Murray sitting down here at the 9 Foot Homemade Oak Bar. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, Chris. How about yourself?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, of course.
Pleasure as always.
Yeah, I want to get into everything going on at the library, but I'm going to get to it later.
That's why you love having me on.
No, right? I'm gonna get to it later. Okay, I might give you like one thing at the very beginning, and then I want to chat with you.
One thing. Yeah.
And then I kind of want to get to you like all your library stuff. Like, I mean, your library stuff is exciting.
Always.
Okay.
Always.
In fact, because of you now, I'm doing a podcasting class in, like, I want to say it's Orland or Tinley or something like that. They asked me to do it over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm always welcome back at your place, right? Like, I get to come back.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that off air. No, that's awesome to hear, though. Orland Park reached out to you. That's great.
Yeah.
They asked me, and they're paying me.
You didn't pay me. They're paying me. They're dropping coin.
Yeah, of course we didn't pay you. Yeah. Come on. Orland doesn't know what they're getting over there.
Orland's this guy's valuable. You're like, we know what he is. Yeah. We know
hometown,
what he is.
Hometown discount.
Right. Well, you know, the podcast thing is interesting because, like, I talked about it over at the library, and I'm always willing. We joke, but I'm always willing to come over and do another class because I know when I went over and did it, there were people who were beginning podcasters. There were people that were, like, thinking, I want to make it into a business like this guy. And I sat there, and I've never held back any of my – I wouldn't call them secrets, but just the things that I did from 6 years ago when I started doing this professionally, even beforehand when I was doing it as a hobby, even when I was doing radio before that. But like all the stuff I've learned, I have no problem telling people it, you know. I do get copied sometimes.
No.
Yeah. I actually found out this week.
Biggest form of flattery.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes.
Except like, when it's
I take it as a form of flattery if it's done just because they're like, oh, this is cool. I want to try it. Like, I help people. They'll reach out and be like, how do I do this? And I will tell them, right? But, like, I talked to somebody this week here in town who said, I heard you mentioned in a conversation. And I was like, really? And it was somebody sitting at a bar or something like that saying they could do this. And here's the funny thing. I guess the guy, I looked up this person.
Uh-huh.
They've done a few podcasts. What's funny is... they're going and interviewing the same people I've interviewed on different podcasts on the network. So if I go to like a brewery and talk with them, they're there like a week and a half later.
That's crazy.
You have to figure out how to come up with library programs.
That's right.
Well, do you try to come up with things that are unique or are you copying another library?
That's a great question. There's in the library
world. You're like copying away, Chris.
Yep,
I copy away. Like crazy.
Copy away.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Library world, we love to share what we've done. But I got to give a lot of props to my staff. A lot of the stuff we do is original content, but we definitely do borrow from other libraries. That's for sure.
Coming up with ideas.
And you know what's other a cool little form of flattery that you see in our neighborhood and other neighborhoods are little pop-up libraries, free little libraries.
What is a pop-up library?
A free little library. Somebody will have a little
Are those things when you walk down the street and somebody's got like, you know, like a case generally on a pole.
Right.
Because if you lay it on the ground, rain's going to get in there. So like a case on a pole, it's like exchange a book type.
Right. Take a book, read it. It probably hurts my circulation, but you know what? It promotes literacy and reading. So
the way I look at those things, though, is I always think to myself, like, what is going to get put inside of here? Like, what kind of smut will be inside of my free library, right? Because I, as a rowdy teenager, would have immediately thrown like a Playboy in there.
Oh, that's
right.
I would have.
Like, I was a jerk.
You know,
there are jerks out there like me that would have put something in there they shouldn't have put in.
Yeah.
That's why I worry about those things. They make me nervous.
That's why you're flagged at the library.
Right. I like the regulatory way that the Evergreen Park Public Library keeps track of what's in there. These fly-by-night ones in front of people's houses, who knows what's inside of those things? This episode of the EP Podcast, just like every one of them, is brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. Right now, you can get the Total Access checking account. You get free ATMs nationwide. I just went to Louisville for a college trip. Had to take money out. And what happens is you get hit with a fee because it's not your bank, right?
It's the worst.
But they put the money back in. So it is free for me. It's not free for the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. They're out some cash, which I think is awesome that they're just willing to do that. Banks must be making so much money. They're like, we'll pay those fees
for
you.
Take care of that.
They do that. No overdraft either. End of the month just happened. Final tuition payment. I just made my last tuition payment to Mother Macaulay. When you go from preschool, like we did 2 years of preschool, private school at Redeemer. I did Most Holy Redeemer for first through eighth for my oldest, and then 4 years at Mother Macaulay. I have now completed 15 years of private Catholic school and made my last payment. Weight off my shoulders.
That's pretty amazing. It's got to feel pretty awesome.
Right. And hopefully the scholarships, the college fund that's already in place, and the federal government maybe getting their act together with this FAFSA thing that's all over the news. And maybe she'll get the rest of it taken care of by the government because dad's only making that podcast money. Like maybe it'll all work out. I might be done. I'm crossing my fingers. I might be done. But that final payment's got a couple extra things in there and I overdrew the account. No overdraft charges at the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. I was able to fix it same day right there online. Plus, they'll give you a $300 bonus with qualifying activities. Stop in and see them today at the corner of 95th and Pulaski, member FDIC. Give me your big thing that you've got going on.
Sure. I was just going to say First National Bank, wonderful community member, too. They're part of the chamber. Oh. And are very active in the community. Have sponsored a bunch of library events, too.
I want to get into the community event, or would it be the chamber event, I would call it, that just happened that I missed.
Because
I was in Louisville.
Sure.
And yeah. I missed the chamber event. I always go to these things. So we're going to get in that in a moment.
Right.
What's your big headline
I
thing?
I was only
the
prepared
library?
For library stuff.
No,
now
no,
you're throwing a curveball.
No, no. I'm going to curveball you all day today.
Throw a slider in there too.
You
keep me
down
on my toes.
There might be a video version or a video short of this. We're starting to put those on the feed.
Yes.
So you'll get video shorts. You can't get them on Spotify. It won't do video, but Apple Podcasts will carry it. Most of the podcast players will. All the options are at theeppodcast.com. There's also the YouTube channel. You'll see it on the social media. But for the first time, I've been trying it on Southside Pod now for a month. For the first time, I have the cameras on while there's an EP podcast guest down here, and you're my guinea pig. So there might be a video portion of us sitting here at the bar that will be out later on after the audio version.
Yeah, this is great. I feel really confident now.
Yeah,
about
you can see Frank's name tag and lanyard that he's got hanging around his neck.
I wear it all the time.
Because he wears it when he leaves the library and goes to somebody else's house.
Otherwise, I take it off, I forget it. I don't know where I put it. Then I lose it. I'm having to bother my staff. Hey, do you guys have an extra lanyard? Because I lost mine.
I don't know what to do without 5 pounds of stuff hanging around my neck wherever I go.
Something feels off. What's going on? Where's my name tag? Where did I put it?
All right. What do you got? What's the big thing?
So our big thing, we're going to be celebrating Earth Day. It's also a celebration of our wonderful library supporter, foundation member, longtime foundation member, Helen Cooperson.
Yes.
She passed away about 3 years ago now. And we
wonderful
do this,
lady.
Wonderful lady.
Big supporter of this show when we first started. I remember her saying
big supporter of Evergreen Park.
She had never used a podcast. I had to explain to her what it was, but she took the time to figure out how to listen to it and would constantly come up to me and compliment the show. And early on, when you're like the crazy guy who's doing a local podcast in Evergreen Park, the Looney Tune. Sitting there in a tent and trying to explain to people what it is, to have people like Helen come up was probably what kept me from quitting. So yeah,
that's
wonderful
awesome.
Person.
She's absolutely wonderful. So we've teamed up with her family to remember her that way. And the event's going to be Saturday, April 20th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to feature some programs. We've got a craft swap, a plant swap, a recycled craft, and also a landscaping info table from the Farmers Market Garden Center in Chicago. And what's unique about them is that Helen's granddaughter works for them.
Okay.
So she's coming back and honoring her grandmother in that way. Helen had two big, very big green thumbs. And her granddaughter got that gene. So we're happy to work with her and the family and remember Helen in that way. We also have free seedlings from Gotham Greens. And one of the presentations is by one of our local, local teachers and big time historical commission participant, Mary Maritello. She's going to be talking about lasting legacies of women who love nature. Her presentation is going to be at 11 a.m. Talk about an amateur botanist, Jean Carr, who's influenced the renowned naturalist, John Muir, and helped shape history.
Okay.
She's going to be providing that.
What I hear there is an awful lot that has to do with botany, plants.
Mm-hmm.
I heard plant exchange.
Yes.
That's got to be.
Plant swap. It's very popular. It's really popular.
I imagine people like looking at the other plant going, what are you trying to give me here that doesn't look like it's been watered in 3 days, right?
What is
like,
this? Yeah.
Yeah. That,
no, you have
like
a lot of
strange
people.
Trade. It's like you're in a cantina in Star Wars. You're like, what kind of crap are you trying to pull here? Like that's how I envision plants.
Get the lightsaber
going.
Ready.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually the opposite. You got a lot of people who have nurtured these seedlings and have brought them to life, and they want to share that with other people, and they leave instructions on how to take care of the plant.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool
Look at
to
that.
See.
Nah, yeah.
It's
I'm
awesome.
Giving you my plant. His name is Bob. Please pet him twice a day and water him four times.
And don't forget to sing to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to sing to your plants.
Loves Bach.
Yeah.
We also have raffle baskets. We have Good Times in the Garden. That's going to feature a terracotta plant, some shears, digital moisture meter, a rain gauge, hand shovel, a watering can, garden gloves, everything that will get you ready to start planting just in time for the spring. And that's all donated by Helen's granddaughter. Her name's Chloe, who works for the Farmer's Market Garden in Chicago. And then we also have a green living basket. So those who want to kind of go green or start
right.
to go green.
Right.
You got a kitchen composter. That's the big feature item of this basket. It's valued at $200. There's also biodegradable trash bags, hydrating hand soap, some dish soap.
I'm sorry, what's a kitchen
glass
composter?
Soap.
What is that?
Kitchen composter.
Is that in my house?
Yes, it's in your house.
Because the guy
in
next
the
door, they've got a compost heap.
Yeah.
But it's not in their home.
Right.
This is in your
this
home.
This is in your home. And then you would take, once composting is done, you take it out and put it in your garden.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Then you grow some plants, then you put the plants in pots, then you go exchange the plants with instructions.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a cycle. You know, we want people to keep coming back.
I did not expect any of this, but I guess 'tis the season now as we head into April.
And raffle tickets, too. So this is all proceeds for the raffle go to the Evergreen Park Library Foundation. The foundation will be there. They're also helping sponsor the celebration. They'll be there with a table to promote foundation events. But Helen was a big part of the foundation, was a member for a very long time. And so all the proceeds from those raffle baskets will go back to the foundation. Tickets are one ticket for $5, three for $10.
Okay, awesome. Very cool. The Chamber of Commerce event.
Yeah.
I want to hear about this.
You want to hear about it? Great.
Well, I do. I want to know what I missed. I feel jealous. It was at Spoken Vine.
Spoken Vine, yeah. Hats off
I have been sitting around now for years, folks. When they have these like mixers for all the local businesses and they have it at a bank. And I love banks. You heard me talk about the First National Bank of Evergreen Park, right? Banks are great. People are friendly. But
I'm still waiting for the banks to hand out the free samples of the $100 bills.
Right, so. Exactly.
When's that
but there's
happen?
A low amount of booze at banks. And if you want me at a mixer, like I want to be at a place like Spoken Vine. So I keep sitting there going like, why aren't we at these places when we're doing our Chamber of Commerce mixes? So of course they announce one at a place that I clearly love. Like I've got my top ones up on the top of my list, right? Like Spoken Vine, you hear them on the show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Porter Cullen's, just amazing place. Like there's places that are up at the top of my list in town to go hang out at. And if I didn't mention you, it doesn't mean you're not on the top of my list, but it's a half hour show. But here's the thing. I finally get this opportunity and I got plane tickets and I'm out of town that day. And so I missed this thing. So I have like the missing out thing, the FOMO.
Your FOMO.
Yeah. I'm distraught that I missed it. So you need to fill me in on everything that happened.
So
this
you
thing.
Should have a lot of FOMO because it was an awesome event. Hats off to Reed and Bridget for putting on a fantastic spread.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, talk about the wine. They're a wine shop, right? You come in, you sample different wines.
There's a ridiculous amount of
wines. There's a ridiculous.
If you look at the latest video short that's out from the EP podcast on all of our feed, you could see the bar in the background while I'm talking to them. And it's insane, the selection that's sitting over there.
Reed knows every single wine that's on that menu. And he's got a little history about the grape where it came from. Like the one I tried when we were there for the chamber event was supposedly planted by a crusader. On their way to serving the Crusades.
Really?
In Italy, yes.
And he knows this.
And he knows this. That's from the research that he's done, working with the vineyards that he purchased the wine from.
I believe
him. He knows his stuff.
Look, I know him.
Very impressed.
I know him,
mm-hmm.
So I believe him, because he's always been a very trustworthy person.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if I had a wine shop or a brewery or something where I could tell those stories, I'd be making a lot of that stuff up because it's interesting.
That's why you're doing a podcast and not running a wine shop.
By the way, this podcast was founded by a traveling crusader on his way to Jerusalem.
I thought you were going to tie that
AD into something or something. Right. Yeah.
Tie that into high school.
I'm sure graduate
from Brother
something.
Rice.
That's right. He's a Brother Rice graduate.
Crusader. There you go.
Right. But he was also an original crusader. He lived 1,000 years. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Look it up.
There you go.
But it was a good time.
It was a great time. And, you know, going back to what Reed and Bridget did, they put a fantastic food spread. Like, everybody goes there for the wine. They're going to become really well-known very quickly for their food.
She's trying to tell me I got to get in there and have some kind of carrot thing that's sweet and spicy and everything. And I'm going to try it because she keeps talking about it.
Whatever Bridget says, I would try it.
The food is incredible.
They do a fantastic job.
Everything is really good over there. And by the way, northeast corner of 95th and Kedzie, if you want to go check it out. And hopefully the next time that they have a mixer at a cool place like Spoken Vine, you guys will schedule it around me better. And then I can show up.
We'll check with you first.
Maybe you
Chris,
should.
Or second or third. Yeah.
Right. Maybe you should.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things that Country Financial stands for. They're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through Evergreen Park. They're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of your community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. And since Country is already your neighbor, they want to get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, Mike Thauer, today at 708-425-1559 to talk about the things that are important to you and how he can help you protect them. It's now time for your EP podcast, Word on the Street, and let's kick it off with some Evergreen Park Elementary School District 124 community education classes for you, and both of them being put on by the Evergreen Park Fire Department. CPR training is going to be happening on April 22nd from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. A $25 non-refundable deposit required to register for this class, and you must be 13 years of age or older. An American Heart Association certified instructor from EPFD will be giving the class, and you can be certified and enjoy the peace of mind of knowing you can help someone in need. I've taken a CPR class in my life before. You think you know how to do it. Trust me, you want to know how to do it. You come out of it feeling a lot more confident, and you will never hear the song Staying Alive the same way again. To get that reference, you're going to have to take the class. There's also a first aid class on April 29th. Mark it down on your calendar. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Also at the EP Fire Department in 9000 South Kedzie. Again, you must be 13 years of age or older. Again, there's a $25 non-refundable deposit. Both of those deposits go towards getting an official card showing that you're certified in these. Get over to the Village website to learn more. Also in April, celebrate Earth Day and give back to the parks that make Evergreen Park a great place to live. Residents, businesses, organizations, welcome to join the Village on April the 13th at 10 a.m. at Yukich Field for an Earth Day Park cleanup. Go to the Village website as well to register for that. And our good friend Jim Sexton, the head coach of Evergreen Park High School's basketball team, is having a boys and girls instructional basketball league. The Little Mustangs Basketball League is going to be held starting on Sunday, April 14th, and continue every Sunday after that through May the 9th. There's groupings for kids 5 to 6, 7 to 8, $65 for 6 weeks, held at the EP High School Sports Complex at 2700 West 91st Street. Learn more, sign up through the Rec Department, 708-229-3373. Your Word on the Street brought to you by SidSauce.net. The only place I get my hot sauce from is SidSauce. The peppers grown here on the south side. The sauce is developed, bottled, and delivered to your door if you're living in Evergreen Park or the immediate area for free. There's really a sauce for everything. Check it out at SidSauce.net. Let's dive into the rest of what's going on over at the library now. Let's just fly right through it.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much fun it's going to be, but let's try. Let's spice it up as much as we possibly can.
Well, first of all, we have Monday, April 8th, is the solar eclipse, right? I've mentioned that the last time.
Let me tell you something about these solar eclipses.
Oh, boy.
First of all, this is a partial one.
Oh, boy.
Secondly, don't stare at them.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And thirdly, they freak me out a little bit.
Sure.
They do. Because, I don't want to make anybody nervous here, but I remember the last time we had an eclipse. And then after the eclipse was over, suddenly, like, there was, like, a story on TV or, like, in the news or something like that, that, like, these eclipse glasses that people were buying from, like, Amazon or something like that, it turns out the company was selling crap. And so I get very nervous, especially with my kids, like, giving them a set of glasses and saying it's completely safe for you to stare at the sun because I'm worried I'm going to find out later that didn't work. And then I got blind kids. Okay, and they're already expensive, Frank, and they already take up all my time. Blind kids, I would imagine, take up a lot more time. You got to constantly make sure they're not bumping into things.
You got
to teach them how to use a little stick. I mean, it's a difficult thing.
All right, I would make sure when you're purchasing, you're purchasing it from a valid source, or you can come to the library and make sure you get the correct ISO glasses.
Okay.
Yes, we have about maybe 100 left.
All right. We just
handed out 4 more before I came over here.
Yeah. Put some aside for the Liberty family.
Very limited number.
Okay, because the 8-year-old's going to stare at the sun all day that day.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the majority of it's taking place in our area from like 10:30 to 1 o'clock, I think,
Watch it rain and you won't see a thing.
Oh, yeah. And you go, right. If there's clouds, forget about it. That would be horrible.
Watch it rain.
We won't have another eclipse for I don't even know how many years.
I think it's
years.
2044.
44
that's
is
after
the next
several
one?
Asteroids just nearly miss us, from what I understand. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen between now and 2044. Okay. I'm going to be really old by then.
Kind of going along with Earth and how it operates and works, we're having a huge event on volcanoes. That's going to be Thursday, April 4th at 2 p.m. It's for grades 2 through 8. We have a volcanologist, Sarah Kurth. She's going to present the different styles of volcanic eruptions and the hazards related to those eruptions. And there's going to be a lot of hands-on activities. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Not a lot of volcanoes, though, here.
No.
Just so you know.
That's why we're going to educate people.
Just in case there's one that just sprouts up.
Unfortunately, we had some, especially recently, some unfortunate events with volcanoes in Hawaii and Iceland.
But they're way far away.
Yeah, we probably won't get one here.
Okay, like
unless
if something massive happens. When you go on a trip, don't go to the volcano site. You know that one that happened in New Zealand? What was that, a couple years ago? All the videos there.
There were
the tours going to the island, and I've watched the documentary on it, and it's crazy, like how like one person, just because they're standing next to a rock, survives, and the other person, all that's left is their shoes and like a skeleton. Like, I mean, it's crazy what happens, but these people are like all on there, and a volcano that had been smoking, that like some tours had said we're gonna skip this one, went off.
That would be a
and
good
just
thing to
wiped
do
these people out that were all sitting on this island. I had a friend of mine who was actually on vacation in New Zealand doing volcano tours the day that that happened, but was luckily not at that volcano.
One.
And he said that they told him that one's been acting up. We're going to skip that one.
That's
and I was like,
great,
you're lucky.
Great move.
Right. But this goes to my policy of stay away from smoking volcanoes. You can talk to your author, right? We could do some education, or you could just listen to me. Chris's rule is stay away from smoking volcanoes.
Exactly. Right. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
If it's tremoring and it's smoking,
very solid.
Don't climb the mountain. It's just me.
It's good reasoning.
Yeah. I feel like it's a solid policy to have.
Well, hey, we'll go back to those library events. So on Tuesday, April 30th, not volcanic related.
Right.
Tuesday, April 30th from 1:30 to 3 p.m., we're having Juliana Castaneda. She's going to be hosting a bilingual music event for ages 5 and under, and bring a caregiver. We're going to celebrate the Day of the Book. We'll have singing, dancing, and exploring music in both English and Spanish. And then for our teens, we have our Snack and Steam running series. On April 9th, we're going to be doing Blackout Poetry. And Tuesday, April 23rd, we're doing Makey Makey. We're going to turn a banana into a piano.
I'm sorry, you're going to what?
Turn a banana into a piano.
Why? Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't just say that and move on to the next thing on your list.
Well, I can. Yeah.
No, you can't.
Do it.
You can't tell me that you're going to take a banana and turn it into a piano.
Yeah.
Like, how
That's
does
what
that
we're
work?
Do.
How does that work?
Does it with the makey makey?
Yeah.
It's like a circuit, no, not a circuit board, but it's you program the makey makey
right
to respond to the banana or whatever else you plug the device into.
So you're going to plug something into a banana.
Uh-huh.
You're going to play the banana like a
It'll
piano.
It'll act as a keyboard. Yeah.
And it's going to produce
sound.
Music.
Yep. You program it to
what, does it just play one key? Like, is each banana a key on the piano?
You could program it like that, yeah.
Or absolutely. Do you just run your fingers or along the banana and it makes music?
I believe it's going to be one banana per key.
One
banana
per key.
So you're going to have to come in and check
out. So you're going to have 88 bananas. You're going to have 88 bananas lined up.
We're going to have a lot of bananas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to, you're going to play.
And then you get to eat a banana afterwards.
Will the banana make a noise when I bite into it?
Not after you remove it from the makey-makey.
Okay. All right. These are all just things
but
I want to clear
if that's your
up.
Thing you want to do.
Well, I mean, yeah. You could, I think if it was possible, it. Look, sure. If I could stay plugged into the thing that makes a noise and then bite into the banana, I would enjoy that.
No, makey-makey is some pretty cool technology.
I feel like I've
you
actually...
You can do a lot of neat things with it.
I feel like I've improved your whole thing there. Just leave them plugged in, let the kids take a bite out of the banana while it,
and see
while
what
it makes musical
makes
notes.
Music.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
All right.
I like it.
There you go. That's why you're here. You're here for me to fix your program.
Thank you, Chris. That's right. Every time you always have some
right.
suggestion for
right.
something.
And generally it's the right suggestion.
Four times out of 92. Yeah. Get it. And then one more teen event here we want to promote. Poem in Your Pocket Day, Thursday, April 18th at 3:30 PM. You can select a poem, write your own, draw an illustration, and wrap it up to share. We'll provide the art supplies. For you to have some fun with that. Again, that's a teen event, Thursday, April 18th. And then for adults, we have Finding Beauty and Joy in the World Around You with Christine Dewey. That's going to be Thursday, April 28th at 6:30. Christine is an EP resident, and she's going to share her journey as a photographer, how she finds beauty and joy even in the dark and dreary days of winter.
Okay, I need that.
And her photography is actually going to be on display at the library starting April 18th.
That's cool.
We also are having an event Wednesday, April 10th at 1 p.m. called Medicare Bingo. But it's really an informative and entertaining game designed to educate seniors to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud.
You've gone too far now. This is who came up with this?
Gone too far?
Yeah, who came up with this?
We're partnering with...
This was like, we got to talk about Medicare to the seniors. How do we make this more interesting so that we don't all fall asleep in the middle of it?
Medicare Bingo.
And Medicare Bingo is what you came up with.
It's a win for everybody. Entertaining and educational. It'll be a great time.
Okay.
And of course, we've got our tech classes.
Right.
Due to popular demand, we've had a lot of people ask about having a typing class.
Okay.
So we've listened, we've heard. That's going to be Monday, April 8th at 10 a.m. It's going to be hands-on. Our teacher, Jessica, she's going to be there, does a great job.
Some of the classic things are coming back. I remember when my older kids were going through grammar school, they really weren't taught handwriting. It feels like the younger guy, there's like a comeback where they're showing them like those basic things.
Right.
You know, because you get so much technology. They kind of go, oh, you don't need this. You don't need that. You don't need to know how to use a typewriter. And now all of a sudden it's like it's coming back.
Yeah. My first grader got sent home with a handwriting book.
Really?
Like, I know he can't write.
And speaking of old technology that I've fallen in love with, I just got a record player down here in the bar.
Nice.
Yes. I have two records.
For vinyls?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you use a record. If I put my CD on there, it's just going to spark, Frank.
You're not going to play it on a CD? You know?
No, it's a record player. You put records on it.
Guess what? Another reason why you can come in and use your library, you can come and check out some vinyls.
I can check out vinyls?
We have a small vinyl collection.
Oh, yeah. Do you have anything new?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because I want to get the Nathaniel Rateliff one.
I'll have to see. We'll have to look it up.
Otherwise, order it for me, and then I'll just check it out constantly so I don't have to pay for it because it's like $30.
Well, hey.
But it seems like
we've got
great.
A small vinyl collection. And I just read an article, I think for the second time in two years in a row now, vinyls have outsold CDs.
Yeah. You know what I just bought the other day? Out of the blue. Because my thing with a record is I'm not going to skip. Right? I'm putting it on, I'm just playing it.
Playing it.
So it's got to be an album I love. So like the first one that was given to me with the record player was the Weezer Blue Album, which is funny to me to have something from the 90s that was on CD. I don't even think there was a record version of it when it came
out.
Now
there is. Yeah.
But I love that album and every song on it, so I can just put it on and play it, right? So I'm in like an old vinyl store, and I just look for the older stuff that's cheap, Okay, because I mean, who wants to spend $30 on a new press? And I'm looking for stuff, but it's got to be something that I would listen to all the way through. And I discover an album that I have not listened to since I was a kid. And I look at it and I go, I used to listen to this entire thing on a cassette tape.
Yeah.
I'm getting Huey Lewis in the News. Huey Lewis. 4. I played it like 6 times down here. Nice. My kids keep looking at me like, what is this garbage and why are you playing it? I'm like, it's doing it all for my baby. Like, you got it. Like, what are you talking about? It's forest for the trees.
Kids are like, yeah, that's why 80s sound fun, but the music.
I bought a record player and became older immediately. I'm suddenly older. Like, I aged.
Where's your rocking chair, Chris? Yeah, exactly. Let's get you your rocking chair.
I'm going to need help off the bar stool when this interview is over.
And our last big event that I want to promote.
Last thing.
It's going to be Friday, April 26th at 6:30 p.m. No Mustard on My Hot Dogs with Bill Savage. It's going to be a 21 and over event. Bill's going to be there to discuss urban food culture.
Why is it 21 and over?
Including the idea in Chicago that anyone who puts ketchup on a hot dog is not a real Chicagoan. Very controversial topic.
What do you think about that?
Come out and enjoy Bill's talk. We'll have some hot dogs and we'll have some samples of some local beer.
Okay, so there's beer. That's why it's 21 and over.
And awesome. It's an after-hours event. It's Friday after we're closed. Friday, April 26th at 6:30 p.m.
First of all, Bill
is a phenomenal
presenter. That's right up my alley. Amazing. Hot dogs and beer. Mm-hmm. All right, you might see me there.
Perfect.
Your thoughts before we get out of here on the hot dog controversy.
Eat it how you want.
Yeah? Do you put ketchup
on
your hot dog?
Run it through the garden if you want to.
Do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
I will occasionally have yes, but right. I am usually a Chicago-style traditionalist. I like my pickles, tomatoes, relish, some onions. I'll never forget the first time my dad made me eat onions. I went to the bathroom, snuck the onion, cut up onions in between the dog and the bun so I wouldn't see it. I ate the whole thing, and he's like, hey, so did you like that? And I'm like, yeah, it's a hot dog. Hot dogs are great. And he's like, there were onions on that. See, now you can have.
I do that with my kids' tacos. I always put a new ingredient underneath everything. So he gets used to everything that's sitting inside of it. You know, ketchup when I was a kid, I'm more of a mustard guy now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even like the spicy brown mustard. Like I like to put like some kind of fancy thing.
There you go.
On the dog.
On the dog. Yeah.
I'm more one of those guys. But I don't care if you're using ketchup.
I don't care either. I never got the deal, but there are some.
There's clearly something wrong with you, so I don't want to pick on you, but I don't care. I don't care at all.
Just eat the hot dog. You enjoy food eating.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well eat it plain.
But yeah, we'll be there to discuss that on April 26th. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah. I hope, you know, based upon like what the title is, I hope he comes walking right out and goes, how many of you put ketchup on your hot dog? And like 6 people put their hands up and he just goes, out! And he just throws them from the room. That would be amazing.
I don't think Bill's going to do that. I think Bill, from our conversations, he is I think a pro ketchuper.
Really?
Yes, he's a pro ketchuper.
All right.
So come on out.
Come on out.
Come on out.
See the freak. What day is that?
It's Friday, April 26th.
Friday, April 26th.
Got to register.
There's a freak who puts ketchup on his hot dogs telling
gotta
you
register.
It's okay at the library.
We got to know how many hot dogs we're going to
have. And there's free
provide.
Beer. Is it free beer?
There's going to be some free samples.
Free beer. That's what you lead with.
Free samples.
Lead with free beer. That should have been the first thing you said on the show.
It's the EP Podcast. All things Evergreen Park. It's the EP Podcast. Evergreen Park.